Chapter 26. I didn't get to watch my sister's confession or Sophie's reaction because I was called back to the darkness. "Okay, bring it on," I called out, stupidly clenching my eyes shut. I couldn't see even with them open. I expected enough physical sensation to return to my body for the incoming hellfire to burn through my skin, or else what would be the point of my punishment? "Open your eyes," the familiar voice boomed. I did as he demanded and found that I was no longer submerged in darkness. I wasn't illuminated by the light of hellfire as I feared I might be either. I stood in a room devoid of any imagination as far as the decorating was concerned. The walls, ceiling and carpet were all white, to the extent that I felt like I might pass out or have a seizure from the excessive brightness. The owner of the voice I had become accustomed to was sitting on a chair. It glistened silver, but the suit he wore was white, matching his beard and doing nothing to dispel the typical image of a god cliché. "Is white your favourite colour?" I asked, wishing I had somewhere to put my hands as they seemed to dangle from my arms. "I like to be consistent," he replied. "Take a seat." I was about to point out I had nowhere to sit when he clapped his hands. A chair like his appeared in front of him, although I noticed how it was much smaller than his. I walked towards it, eyeing the object with suspicion. How could it appear from nowhere? "You've died and become a ghost twice now, yet you question something as simple as me conjuring up a chair. Everything is matter. It's less effort for me to bring a chair here than it was for me to send you back 3 days before your death." "I guess. Hey, I didn't say anything. I only thought that." "You don't need to talk. I'm aware of everything that goes on in your head. Although I prefer to dip in and out, much of it bores me. No offence." I tried to smother all the swear words as they seemed to gather and attack my mind. I thought about Paul and how much I hated him, but not nearly as much as I hated Emma for betraying me twice in 2 different ways. Even combined, that hate was nothing compared to how I felt about Tim. In those last moments, I understood that I was doing what had to be done, but a small part of me felt happy because I was consumed by anger and hate at the same time, at how much he took from me. The man chuckled, which unnerved me. I took the chance to get a look at the all-powerful being that passed for God. "Don't worry, that always happens when people find out I can read their minds." The worst thoughts just floated to the surface. He raised his hand as if to demonstrate a thought rising up. I assumed, "I'm not God, I'm just in charge. But I'm not here to judge whatever you think your sins are. That's a different department, one you won't have to deal with." "Same thing," I pointed out. "I suppose it is. Now on to business. You must be wondering why I brought you here, and why I let you see this place." I nodded, pressing my hands against the cold metal of the chair, enjoying the luxury of my skin against anything, no matter how cold. "I won't be sending you back to your old life again, I'm afraid, but you'll have a new start. What you did was unprecedented, stopping a killer and getting your sister to confess to her part in your death." "I killed the man and scared my own sister into admission." "True, but you saved lives, and your sister needed to pay for her crimes. The aptness of your work left me feeling greatly impressed." "Thank you," I responded. "Was this another test?" I wasn't even sure what the first test was, but I knew there was one. Had I passed or failed? "You passed. Think of what you did as a job interview." "For what?" I had struggled to find work anywhere other than in the restaurant with Paul. "Why would the all-powerful life form in charge of the world want to hire me?"
"It's not a paid job. You'll get a room like this to come back to at the end of your working days or nights. The hour's quite ad hoc. You don't have to stick with white like I did. You can make your room your own just by thinking about it." "Okay, what is the job I would be doing?" "I need a new karma." "What? You didn't assume people get what they deserve just by chance, did you?" I could only stare at him, unable to hide my confusion. I nodded while trying not to look stupid. "And that's how I became Karma, or more precisely, Karma 1088. meaning there were another 1087 of us, and someday there'll be more after me. We're the ones who find people and make them feel the way they've made others feel. If you're genuinely a good person, you've got nothing to worry about. But if you do more bad than good, I might run into you someday soon.